You've got to be kidding me. Hey, look at me. Yeah, I can see you. You're swaying. Where are your keys? Don't even think about it. Give them to me. Now. Thank you. You told me you'd have one drink. One. That was what, 4 hours ago? Do you even remember texting me? Because that's the only reason I even knew to come here. Stop laughing. This isn't funny. You're not charming when you can't stand up straight. Come on, we're leaving. Come on, we're leaving. No. No, you don't get to argue. Get in the car. Seatbelt on. I said put your seatbelt on. Good. God, you smell like whiskey. How much did you even have? No, don't shrug at me. I asked you a question. You don't know. Great. What were you trying to do? Drink until you forgot I existed? Because, congratulations, you almost succeeded. You think I want to be driving out here at midnight to drag you off a bar stool? I'm sorry. I should have known something was wrong. You've been quiet all week, but this isn't how you ask for attention. Don't talk. Just listen to me for a second, okay? You scared me tonight. Like, for real. When that bartender said you'd been there alone for hours, I didn't even know what I was walking into. What bartender? The bartender called me. God, you're really gone, aren't you? I've never seen you like this before. God, your eyes are all glassy. You're trying to joke like nothing's wrong. It wasn't cute. It was sad. And it broke my heart a little. Hey. Look at me. No, for real, look at me. You're not some hopeless idiot. You just made a dumb decision tonight. And yeah, I'm pissed, but mostly because I care a lot about you, and give me your hand. Steady. Breathe, okay? Good. See, you can follow directions when you want to. You're okay, I've got you. You're not dying. You're just drunk and dramatic. Huh? Taco Bell? No, we're going straight home. What are you whining for? Stop that. Oh, puppy. You don't have to talk right now. Just sit there. I'll get you some water when we get home, and tomorrow, when you're sober, you can tell me what this was really about. You didn't want to bother me, did you? That's why you didn't call sooner. You thought I'd be mad. I mean, you're right, I am mad. This is so annoying. But I'm not mad because you reached out. I'm mad because you didn't reach out to me. You don't get to decide when I stop caring. I mean, that's not your job. That's my job. If you need me, just tell me. Do you understand? Good puppy. Now stop talking. I'm going to drive us home. All right, we're here. No, not McDonald's. Home. We went home. You're going to go inside and drink a glass of water, and you're going to take something for that headache you're definitely going to have tomorrow, and then crash in bed. I'll grab you a blanket. What? What could you possibly have to argue with that about? No, we're not door dashing fast food. You need to go to sleep, dude. If you eat something, you'll puke. Okay, you forfeited the right to argue with me about anything between shot 4 and shot 6. Your key's back. Come on, let's go inside. Let's go inside. Come on. Careful, watch your step. You can hold onto my arm if you need to. There you go. You can apologize properly tomorrow, and you'll make it up to me by staying alive long enough for me to keep being mad and annoyed at this entire situation. All right? Hey, I'm proud of you for giving me your keys and letting me take you home. Okay? You're lucky I came for you. But you don't need luck. You've got me. Now, go to sleep.